Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 6:14, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant and Austin Price with you Monday afternoon. Thanks for letting us come and jump in your car with you today. We do appreciate that. If you're thinking about maybe buying or selling a home, I know these numbers are going to be important for you, especially if you're watching the mortgage numbers. Mortgage News Daily is reporting the benchmark 30-year fixed slightly higher this afternoon, 6.95%. The latest reading on that 15-year fixed rate mortgage, around 6.23%.
All right. And, man, almost 6:15 here. No time to waste. We will get your first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by PureTalk.com. Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. You can dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month. Again, that is PureTalk.com. Looking at the roads here, we just have some minor issues here and there. Nothing too severe. A lot of the main issues we were dealing with has seemingly cleared out, so there shouldn't be much holding you up. As for the weather, temperatures keep dropping. We're sitting at 62 degrees right now, low of 56 tonight with some fog this evening. Tomorrow, high of 74, low of 58 with more fog Tuesday night.
Okay, Fox News has polled voters to see what they're thinking a month after President-elect Trump was elected. Fox News director of polling, Dana Blanton, has the numbers in this poll parade.
This is Poll Paree with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
It's been more than a month since the election. How are you feeling about Donald Trump's win? Our latest Fox News poll finds the most common response among voters is a positive one. 54% feel hopeful as Trump prepares to move back into the White House. The next most common feeling is relieved. Half of voters feel that way, while nearly half, 48%, are excited about how things turned out. At the same time, almost half feel scared, 46%, and 4 in 10 feel depressed and angry. The most common sentiments among Kamala Harris supporters include scared, depressed, and angry. About 7 in 10 feel that way. For Trump supporters, more than 9 in 10 feel hopeful and relieved. One more. Half of all voters say they were surprised by the outcome. Gosh, anyone watching the polls knew the popular vote would be close, including our final survey showing Trump ahead by 2 points. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
All right, get on your positive bandwagon there and try to feel better.
Yeah.
Try to feel better. I mean, that's 9 out of 10 GOP voters, Republican voters, are positive.
Right.
On the other equation, 4 out of 10, in terms of the Democrats in Kamala Harris's camp, they feel depressed, angry, and just mad at the world.
Right.
Get over it.
All
right. We got 4 years of excitement. Sit down, buckle up, and hold on.
4 years of fun, America.
We're rocking out.
One of the top stories today, speaking of Republicans and Trump, the president-elect says that Mexico and Canada are on notice over the border crisis. Speaking from his Mar-a-Lago residence in Palm Beach today, Trump criticized the Biden administration over reports that it's auctioning off pieces of the border wall. Touched on this last hour. Trump touched on several subjects, though, adding that he's spoken to Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu, and he once again promised that all hell will break loose if Hamas does not release the hostages before he takes office. He said he's a big believer in the polio vaccine. And of course, that was addressing reports that HHS nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants to revoke its approval.
You know, I respect you so much because you wrapped up your Christmas shopping about 2 weeks ago, didn't you? A week and a half, 2 weeks.
I treat that like I treat anything else. I'm just trying to get it out of the way.
I got you. While we're talking about Christmas shipping deadlines, getting things out the door, getting it to where it's supposed to be going. Hey, listen, the days are quickly clicking away here, so it's important not to wait much longer. Here's a few key shipping deadlines to ensure gifts arrive by Christmas. And we have a reprieve here. They start on Wednesday. December 18th is the cutoff for USPS Ground Advantage Service. The 19th is the last day for USPS Priority Mail Service. Also the 19th is also the last day for UPS 3-Day Select Service. And they're saying over at UPS, if you're down to that 3-Day Select Service, you really need to call them and discuss what your needs are and when you need to have that package there.
Right.
Going to be tight. Might want to take care of that first thing tomorrow.
All right. And wreaths were placed on gravesites at the Barrancas National Cemetery on board Pensacola over the weekend. It's part of the National Wreaths Across America initiative. Volunteers got together to place them and hold a ceremony. There were more than 2,000 of those volunteers laying wreaths at Barrancas Cemetery.
Yeah, it was
cemetery.
Great. It was absolutely great. They did that all over the country. But yeah, congratulations. It was A beautiful Saturday with those reefs. Hey, TikTok and its parent company are asking the Supreme Court to block a federal law requiring the social media platform sale. Well, this is getting to be very contentious up there in Washington. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
TikTok argues a federal law forcing its Chinese owner to divest or face a U.S. ban of the app raises novel constitutional questions in a filing with the Supreme Court, asking justices to issue an injunction to block the law. Late last week, a federal appeals court in D.C. denied an emergency plea to delay a January 19th deadline for Chinese-based ByteDance to sell TikTok. If no injunction is granted, app stores offering TikTok could face fines, but enforcement is at the discretion of the Justice Department. President-elect Trump takes office a day after the law is implemented and pledged during his campaign to save TikTok. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, nearly three dozen buildings are sinking along the South Florida coastline. That's a recent discovery that's been made. Details on what the heck that's all about and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, at Barnes Feed Store.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
If a new Volkswagen is on your holiday wish list, there's no better time than now to sign and drive a new VW home for the holidays. Yep, the Sign and Drive event at Peakmore Imports offers you the 2025 Atlas and 2025 Atlas Cross Sport, both available for a 36-month lease with zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment. It's as easy as signing your name and making room under your tree or your driveway. Plus, the 2024 Tiguan and Taos crossovers are also available to sign and drive home for the holidays. And the 2024 VW Jetta SEL is now discounted a full $3,000, bringing its sale price to a low $28,450. The holidays are here, and the Peakmore Imports family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sign and Drive is for a 36-month lease for qualified customers through PCI. Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. No security deposit. Example lease for a 2024 Tiguan S is $379 a month for 36 months. Discounts on Jetta before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Offers valid through January 2nd, 2025.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Join News Radio 92.3 as we celebrate and share Christmas together with the annual News Radio 92.3, a Pensacola Christmas concert, starting at 6 p.m. Christmas Eve and running all the way through Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas.
This is Wendy with Barbary Plumbing wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember,
Please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Brandon Cherry.
And Taylor Cartwright.
We're the owners of the Culver's here in Pensacola and Milton. Just wishing everybody happy holiday season.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Hi, this is James Zirkle with Seville Power and Lawn Equipment. Wishing you happy holidays.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price, 625. Monday afternoon. Austin, did you ever fudge with your parents about telling them, hey, we've only got like a half a day at school this week, so I don't have to go to school?
I never lied to them about that, no. I would fake sick to get them to come check me out of school.
Right.
But I would never say, oh, well, it's a half day. No, because I didn't have the means to get out of school like with anyone driving me or but I guess I'll put it that way. If I had the means to lie and get out, I would have done so.
Okay, parents, let me tell you, if your kid comes to you this week and says, I promise, we have a half a day on Friday, believe them. Escambia Public Schools confirming Friday is going to be a half day for students as Christmas break gets underway. On those half days, schools will serve lunch and provide regular transportation. Teachers will return to work on Monday, the 6th of January, with students back in the classroom on Tuesday, January 7th. So there you go. Give your kids a little bit of love and believe them this week.
Love your kids for once. 625 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Roads are looking beautiful. As for the weather, that's not too bad either. 62 degrees, low of 56 tonight. Going to have some patchy fog here and there throughout the evening. Tuesday, high of 74. We'll be sunny throughout the day, low of 58. Once again, mostly clear, but we'll have some patchy fog here and there.
A few banking executives could be maybe a little concern this afternoon, maybe scratching their heads. The proposed Department of Government Efficiency is reportedly considering making changes to banking regulations. Fox's Grady Trimble has more on the story.
The Wall Street Journal reports the Trump transition team is exploring the possibility of shrinking or even abolishing the FDIC, which insures deposits in banks. The journal says advisors and officials from DOGE are asking about that possibility in interviews with potential nominees to lead bank regulatory agencies. They're also discussing shifting the FDIC to fall under the Treasury Department. One person who thinks that's a bad idea is current Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. She says in an interview with Reuters, "I don't want to say that exactly what we have is utterly sacrosanct and couldn't possibly be touched, but I do not think it's broken. We've got a good system."
All righty. And mentioned this before the break, nearly three dozen buildings sinking along the South Florida coastline. A new study from the University of Miami says 35 structures, to be exact, from Miami Beach to Sunny Isles are showing some level of shifting. Researchers used satellite radar to measure the effects along the coast between 2016 and 2023, which found the biggest impacts were in Sunny Isles Beach and Surfside. Officials say the sinking is most likely triggered by the weight of buildings and the vibrations of construction. The study states that the discovery underscores the need for ongoing monitoring and a deeper understanding of the long-term implications.
You know, for the past 4 years, we've heard from the Biden administration, EVs are here, your fuel cars, throw them away, they're not going to be worth anything, blah, blah, blah. Well, here's more bad news for the Biden folks and for electric cars, as a major manufacturer has ended its EV robo-taxi production. Jeff Manasso has more in Fox Wheels.
It's Fox Wheels.
General Motors has folded Cruise, its self-driving robo-taxi company that was once considered an industry leader that had pumped $10 billion into and launched commercial operations last year. The same year, the self-driving robo-taxis were banned in California after one hit and dragged a pedestrian. GM's exit opening the market to Google's Waymo. Amazon's Zoox robo-taxi plans test locations in the U.S. soon. Tesla CEO Elon Musk also recently unveiled a robo-taxi called the Cybercab, set to be produced in 2026. Consumer Reports out with a survey showing that gas-powered cars and hybrids are more dependable than EVs, but that the reliability of electric vehicles and hybrids has dramatically improved. The survey shows EVs had 42% more problems than gas cars on average, but that's down from 79% more problems in the 2023 survey. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All righty. And a former FBI informant pleading guilty to federal charges related to making up a story about President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. 44-year-old dual U.S.-Israeli citizen Alexander Smirnov once lived in Calabasas, but more recently resided in Las Vegas. He admitted to fabricating a story that the Bidens each took $5 million bribes from Ukrainian energy company Burisma. Smirnov pleaded guilty to creating a false record in a federal investigation, obstructing justice, and failing to pay taxes and penalties on $2.1 million in income.
Okay, here's a sad story. Lois Hall of Brat was convicted of animal cruelty for mistreating horses, one which has died. Hall was found guilty of misdemeanor unlawful confinement or abandonment of animals and felony causing cruel death, pain, or suffering of animals. You know I hate these stories. Judge John Simon sentenced Hall to she got 18 months probation in order not to own any animals.
Wow.
Jeez,
yeah, it sounds like there maybe should have been a bit more punitive action taken there. And a Manhattan grand jury could return a murder indictment this week against a man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The indictment would then trigger Governor Kathy Hochul to issue a warrant to extradite murder suspect Luigi Mangione to New York from Pennsylvania, where he has been since his arrest there a week ago. His attorney plans on challenging any extradition proceeding. Meanwhile, Mangione has hired a high-profile attorney to his defense team who once served as a Manhattan chief assistant DA.
Coming up in less than 10 minutes, we're going to talk Ice Flyers hockey, we're going to talk Pensacola lifeguards, and we're going to talk Pensacola sports and the SEC. It's all on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. A deadly shooting today at the Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin. Fox's Garrett Tenney has more.
Two other individuals were killed, one of them a student, one of them a teacher. Six others were injured. Two of them are in life-threatening condition. Four others are in non-life-threatening condition at the hospital. We are also told that it was a handgun that was used.
Tenney reports the suspect, who was found dead by police, was a 17-year-old girl, but police won't confirm that. Reports of unusual drone sightings continue in the skies of New Jersey and other states. Fox's Nate Foy reports President-elect Donald Trump is reacting.
President-elect Donald Trump declined to answer if he's received an intelligence briefing on mysterious drones over several states, but promised U.S. capabilities are strong. The White House still won't provide answers.
The White House insists the drones pose no threat to public safety. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Fresh plans by Honeywell International to consider the sale or spin-off of its aerospace unit is pushing their share price to a new all-time high. Honeywell's move also drew praise from one of the most high-profile shareholder activists, Elliott Management. The Federal Reserve is set to begin its two-day policy meeting tomorrow, and it's been widely expected by experts that Fed officials will cut rates once again by a quarter point at the conclusion of its meeting on Wednesday. On Wall Street today, stocks finished the session mixed, with the Dow dropping 110 points, the S&P 500 grew slightly by 22, and the Nasdaq set a fresh record up 247. The National Retail Federation says they're predicting strong retail sales in November and December that will see a year-over-year increase of between 2.5% and 3.5%. U.S. crude oil futures for January are under $71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sportsman and sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Remember that survey that concluded that Josh Allen was the most overrated player in football? Yes, the job isn't done yet for Josh because winning come January is paramount, but right now he has to be laughing as he's in the lead spot to win the MVP. And let's be real, if we drafted all the quarterbacks of the NFL, Patrick Mahomes would go one, and then Josh would go two, which makes that overrated tag even dumber than it already was. I'm Zach Gelb.
Fox News. Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Searching for the perfect Christmas gift? Stop by Pensacola Hardware for thoughtful, practical gifts that they'll love and use all year long. Shop local at our store in downtown Pensacola for hand-picked selections. From gourmet cookware like Le Creuset, Heston, Wusthof knives, to custom gift baskets, Yeti gear, and more. Whether it's an exclusive Pensacola ornament or the latest power tools, there's something for everyone on your list. Visit Pensacola Hardware at 20 East Gregory Street and make this holiday season one to remember.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, a little bit of Guns N' Roses to kind of top your Monday afternoon off here. Chris Bryan, Austin Price.
Yep.
Music here, 6:37. Another tough road trip for the good guys, the Ice Flyers. Pensacola was swept by Quad City this past weekend, Friday and Saturday. 5-1 Friday, 5-0. Not good scores. The next time we do see a Pensacola on home ice is this weekend, Friday and Saturday, against Huntsville, puck dropping 7:05 in the Bay Center. And why I'm talking about this, get ready for that Ice Flyers game because the Ice Flyers will be wearing their ugly sweaters, jerseys. I'm going to get that right. Ugly sweaters, jerseys.
Jerseys, yeah.
Not just sweaters, but jerseys. On Saturday, December 31st, our 21st, good guys will hit the ice wearing those specially designed ugly sweater jerseys. So I told you earlier in the program, I got a chance to see them up close and personal. They have and when I say they, Ice Flyers have a kiosk right there by the Starbucks in Cordova Mall where you can go see these beautiful design jerseys, sweaters, that right. type of thing. They'll be on the ice with them on Saturday, so don't forget about that one.
All righty. And wanted to touch on this as well, because we mentioned it earlier. Travis Hunter, the winner of your 2024 Heisman Trophy, yeah. He received a prestigious award Saturday night in NYC, and he was recognized as the best college football player in the 2024 season. That's what the Heisman's for. Of course, he played both corner, wide receiver during his time with the Colorado Buffaloes, and he beat out Boise State running back Ashton Jeanty. That was really the big story. The other guys that were beat out were Miami QB Cam Ward and Dylan Gabriel from Oregon, also a quarterback. But it was between Jeanty and Hunter. People are acting like Jeanty was like big time robbed. I think he should have won. I thought he was going to. I would have given him my vote, but Hunter winning, I don't really care. What bugged a lot of people were the Biletnikoff and Mackey Award winners. Those go to the best wide receiver and tight end. And both of the statistical leaders for both of those positions did not win them. Instead, they went to Travis Hunter and some Penn State tight end. So basically bigger names at bigger schools. That upset people, and that I understand. But the Heisman, we knew it looked like Travis Hunter had a pretty good chance, and he won it.
Okay, congratulations to South Alabama, the Jaguars, capping off their 2024 college football season, posting at 30-23 win over Western Michigan. That was in the Salute to the Veterans Bowl. They played this in Montgomery. I watched some of this game. Wasn't bad.
It was a good one.
Yeah, I was very proud of USA. It was the Jags' second bowl win in the school's history.
Yeah, I think this is also they finished 7-6, so I think that makes for their third straight winning season. I could be misremembering, but either way, yeah, they're on a pretty hot streak right now by their own standard, and that's pretty cool. Speaking of relatively local football, the Miami Dolphins, Sunshine State at least, they're giving an update on wide receiver Grant DuBose, who took a hard helmet-to-helmet collision during yesterday's game in Houston. The team posted online that DuBose remains in the hospital for observation, but he has movement in all extremities and initial tests have revealed positive results. He was in the game because Jalen Waddle was sidelined with a knee injury. With the 20-12 loss to the Texans, the Dolphins' chances of making it to the playoffs have been greatly diminished.
Okay, hold on a second. I want to ask you something. What about that player for San Francisco that walked off the field last week?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Well, the Niners kind of acted like, hey, we're done with this dude.
Right.
But I think officially he's been issued like a 3-game suspension.
Because his agent probably stepped in and said, wait a minute. I've got this contract over here, man.
Well, they may have had to basically, right. I guess the league took official action.
I bet they did. Okay, 20 away from 7. 650 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Sports. Our good friend over there, Ray Palmer and crew. And, of course, the Southeastern Conference have renewed an agreement to keep the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament in Pensacola. This is through 2026. Ray Palmer, you know Ray. He's been on our show many times, and he's coming back on again to explain what's going on coming up this new year. He, of course, Pensacola Sports President and CEO, said the new contract includes an option to extend the partnership and potentially secure the city as the tournament's host through 2029. That's exciting. That's exciting.
Absolutely. And, you know, if I was the owner of this baseball, I think this would be pretty exciting, too. Another Dodgers baseball has hit the auction block, and the winning bid was $1.56 million. The ball that Freddie Freeman crushed for a walk-off home run to give L.A. the win in Game 1 of the World Series is the third most expensive baseball ever sold at auction. The most expensive one was the one that Shohei Ohtani hit to nail his 50th home run this year. That made him the first player in baseball history to hit 50 homers and steal 50 bases in a season. That went for $4.4 million. Gosh!
Always want to know who puts the value on these balls and how does that come about? I mean, how do they determine $1.54 million? Okay.
I guess it's auctions, you know, they have like a sitting price and then they just raise from there.
Right,
so
right.
I guess it kind of relies on the people who are paying for these items. Where do they gauge it?
Yeah. Okay, let me shift sports with you real quickly here. I wanted to get this in here. There's a new incentive for golfers playing in the Ryder Cup.
The PGA of America announcing Monday that Americans who play in the Ryder Cup competition will now be getting paid $500,000, with $200,000 being a stipend and $300,000 going to a charity of the golfer's choice. The decision comes after years of golfers not being paid anything to participate. They previously got $200,000 that could only be used for charity. The organization says that the golfers did not ask to be compensated, and some, like Team USA captain Keegan Bradley, have already said that they will give their full salary to charity. Golfers from Team Europe have already said that they will not be getting paid in next year's competition, rather allocating the funds to their governing body, DP World Tour. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
Okay, speaking of salaries and money here. Want to invest in your future tonight?
Sure.
Okay, Powerball, $55 million, $25.7 million. That is your cash option going out the door. They make that drawing at 10 p.m. this evening.
Speaking of which, Friday the 13th did in fact turn out to be unlucky for anyone hoping to strike it rich by winning the Mega Millions jackpot. But have no fear. The lack of a grand prize winner means that tomorrow night's drawing will be worth an estimated $740 million. The cash option works out to a lump sum payout just shy of $343 million.
Okay, AAA is projecting a lot of travelers this Christmas holiday. Almost, here's the number. They're saying 119.7, but I'm going to round the darn thing and go up on you. 120 million from Saturday to Wednesday. Expected to be on the roads. A lot of folks, 107 million on the roads, 7.85 million in the air, 4.47 million on trains, buses, cruises, and other transportation. Best time to drive is on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Worst times to drive is the weekend before Christmas Day. It's coming up this weekend, by the way, the 21st and 22nd, and New Year's Day being extremely busy.
I don't doubt it. All righty, just about 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Nothing was going on the roads when we last checked. That appears to still be the case now. There may be some minor congestion here and there, but outside of that, there's not much. As for the weather, 62 degrees, low of 56 tonight with some fog. So if you're on the roads this evening, be careful. Tomorrow, high of 74, and same ordeal, low of 58 tomorrow night with some fog. So be on the lookout for that.
You know, the weather's been kind of mild, kind of nice, a little warm if you want to kind of stretch it to that degree. Don't get so comfortable. I was talking to Alan Strum earlier. He says it's going to get colder towards the end of the week.
It seems like it.
So get ready, but enjoy. Heck, go ahead. Enjoy the warm temperatures.
Go ahead. I dare you.
Darn, heck yeah. Hey, then there were five. The annual Keep the Wreath Green Fire Safety Campaign has added three red bulbs to that fire safety wreath during the month-long campaign. Wreaths are on display at county and city fire stations, including select governmental buildings. Every time firefighters respond to a residential or a commercial structure fire with damage, a green light bulb will be replaced with a red one to remind you of the dangers posed by fires in residential homes. And you realize it's been a week since we've had to update those numbers. That's good.
That's
going,
good.
Pensacola.
Well, because, yeah, at times we had some of the, it looked like those bulbs are going to ramp up pretty fast. So, yeah, absolutely. I'd love to be on a cold streak, not just with the weather, but with
absolutely.
That as well. All right. Amazon Teamsters say that they're ready to strike in the midst of the holiday shopping seasons. The announcement Sunday comes after two New York warehouses voted to go on strike following Amazon's refusal to negotiate a new contract. The union had called on Amazon to agree to bargaining dates for a contract by December 15th. That was yesterday. Thousands of Amazon workers went on strike late last month asking for higher pay and better working conditions during one of the company's busiest weekends of the year. A spokesperson for Amazon says the Teamsters union is misleading the public and promoting false narratives.
Okay, if you're up in the city of Milton, you probably know this, but if you haven't as of yet, the city has temporarily closed the tennis and pickleball courts at the Matthews Tennis Complex. And why? Well, they're doing upgrades. The project will include resurfacing, painting, and striping, and the addition of two new pickleball courts. Very popular sport, man. This thing is growing like wildfire. The project, by the way, costing about $140,000.
All righty. And, you know, speaking of numbers, speaking of money, every hour we try to get you your Wall Street numbers. Well, stocks closing mixed to start the final full trading week of the year. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 110 points to 43,717. The S&P 500 rose 22 points to 60,074. And the NASDAQ climbed 247 points to 20,173.
My neighbor went to the Run Amok over the weekend up in Bratt, the Run Amok Ranch.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this. It is alive and well this year and is open with tens of thousands of Christmas lights, including those darn goats in pajamas, knocking people out there. The free event is a walkthrough, not a drive-through presentation. So don't forget to bring along your walking shoes. Where is this ranch? Well, let me tell you. It's over on Rigby Road. It's in Bratt, about a mile and a half from Bratt Elementary. The Lights Festival is open Thursdays through Saturdays through December. Gate opening up at 5:30, and they shut it down about 8:30.
All righty. And I mentioned this last hour, DC Studios giving fans their first peek at next year's Superman film. Director James Gunn shared a motion poster on social media that showcases David Corenswet as the Man of Steel. It also featured a slowed-down version of John Williams' iconic Superman theme from the 1978 film. A teaser trailer for Superman will be released Thursday, and the film will hit theaters July 11th.
Oh, those crazy workers at the Capitol. I mean to tell you, they have their way of celebrating Christmas, and Chad Burgum tells us how they do it.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. There are several holiday traditions around the U.S. Capitol. There's a big Christmas tree on the west front of the Capitol near the National Mall, and a massive gingerbread Capitol usually materializes on the House side of Capitol Hill for the holiday season. But just before Thanksgiving every year, Capitol workers wheel out a fabulous seasonal mural, which captures the essence of the season. They hang it in an otherwise drab basement hallway. Merry Christmas and a very happy new year, the sign reads in red and green Chopin script font. The tableau depicts candles atop pine garlands adorned by Christmas orbs on the left. To the right, there's a snow-covered field with four mighty pine trees. Architect of the Capitol paint shop supervisor Joseph Serafin painted the mural in 1973. It's hung in the Capitol every holiday season since, including after Serafin's retirement and death. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
News Radio 92.3. Football tonight, NFL.
Yes.
Your ABC game, but also this game already on ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. They started at 6:30 with pregame. They're running through that right now. Kickoff about 7:20, I believe, this evening on the network, but it's Chicago and Minnesota, and you think Minnesota's going to win that one.
Yes, I do. Actually, I think kickoff is at 7 tonight for
it
this
is.
Game.
Oh, okay.
Because with it being a doubleheader, we've also got Falcons and Raiders. That's going to be kicking off at 7:30. So typically it's around 7:15, but I guess now they're just kind of bordering the 7:15 time block.
Because I'm looking at like the Thursday 7:15. All the games are like 7:15.
Right.
On that platform.
And that's the thing, they typically are. But yeah, tonight, 7 and 7:30. I do take the Vikings, though. Yes.
Okay.
In Minnesota, especially.
All right.
And then, as for the other one, dude, Falcons. I told you earlier this afternoon, Chris, I'd rather you be a hit or miss team than just be missing. And the Falcons are hit or miss. The Raiders have just been one of the worst teams in the league.
What do they do at ESPN? They split this now. ABC carries the Chicago game. But for the Atlanta-Las Vegas game,
yeah,
that is split on ESPN on the other side. How does that work?
I'm not sure. Sometimes these media conglomerates and how they kind of intertwine their business kind of confuses me as well. The only reason I know that Vikes and Bears are on ABC is because we got
it
right here.
At it right here.
Yeah, it's right in front of
absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
But I do also know this. You can catch the Vikings-Bears game, as Chris said just a moment ago, on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola.
Yeah, they got the coverage for you. They're going through the pregame right now. Hey, Apple is launching its long-awaited AI-driven iOS software update. Eben Brown has the details in Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
Well, it's time for another iOS update. Apple has officially released iOS version 18.2, and this is the one everybody has been waiting for, as it brings many of the expected Apple Intelligence features that have been promised. And if you have any of the Apple iPhone 16s or 15 Pro or Pro Max, you will actually get to use Apple's new AI features. That means you will get artificially intelligent tools for managing and responding to your emails and text messages, as well as integrated ChatGPT support inside the Siri personal assistant. But if you have an older iPhone, Apple says you should still install the operating system update because it fixes some more recently detected security flaws, including ones surrounding your passwords. However, Apple is making it difficult to stay with iOS 17, as all security upgrades will now be for version 18 only. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, 6:52 on the nose here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, Santa Claus's house is listed on Zillow.
No, for what?
Yeah, you may think, what the heck's that all about? Well, Chris, that's why. We'll get to that after the break, my friend.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
When it's time to say goodbye, West Florida Cremations offers a simple, dignified way to honor your loved one. They provide affordable cremation services with care and respect, allowing you to focus on what truly matters, family, memories, and healing. With no hidden fees and transparent pricing, you can trust West Florida Cremations for compassionate professional care. Call 850-502-8490 or visit westfloridacremations.com. West Florida Cremations, here when you need us most.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Hi, this is Tasca King with ADX Digital and Radio Advertising Sales, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say that the Grinch's small heart grew three sizes that day.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm the company coordinator. I'm wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Ho, ho, ho!
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Is that Ronnie Spector?
It's the Ronettes. So
yeah,
I guess,
it's Ronnie Spector.
Yeah, I was about to say, I suppose so.
I thought that was Ronnie Spector. Sounds really good. Hey, Chris Bryan here, Austin Price. It is Monday. Thanks for the ride home today. The buzz is building around the new Superman movie. That's expected to hit theaters not soon, this coming summer. So you got about 7 months to deal
time
with this.
Time to prepare.
Yeah. I wonder if, is the character Clark Kent still the character Clark Kent in the Superman movies?
I believe so.
Just don't know. Maybe Tanya J. Powers has an answer for us here.
Maybe.
Superman fans won't get a look at the trailer for James Gunn's new film until Thursday morning, but he has released a new motion poster, which uses animation to show movement. It's captioned "Look Up" and shows David Corenswet as Superman in an homage to Christopher Reeve flying skyward. Listen close for a new slowed-down take on John Williams' famous theme from the 1978 Superman movie. Gunn's Superman is due in theaters on July 11th. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Alrighty, 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Roads are looking about as beautiful as can be right now. As for the weather, that's not too bad either. 62 degrees, low of 56 tonight. Be aware, there is going to be some fog throughout the evening. Tuesday will be the same. High of 74, low of 58. Patchy fog throughout the night.
Okay, July 11th, that was they were talking about the Superman movie. That's going to be here in a flash. You know that.
Yeah.
Time's going by like pow. Just like we were talking a few minutes ago. We came on the air at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and it seems like a blip. It's right. Been just one of those days where things have seemed so accelerated here. I got a story that's a really, as a parent, it would really peeve me off about this thing. President Biden has commuted, well, there's the first part of it, has commuted the sentence of Michael Conahan. Now, who are you saying? Who is this Michael Conahan?
That is my question.
Not a good guy here. A former Pennsylvania judge convicted. He was a judge now. He was convicted in a so-called Kids for Cash scandal in which he accepted illegal kickbacks in exchange for sending more than 2,300 children to private juvenile detention centers. Shift up. You don't think I'd be a mad papa? You don't think I would be really fuming here? Sandy Fonzo, whose son committed suicide after being sent to one of those centers, spoke about her family's experience on Fox and Friends.
We were fighting this and these judges just had control. They had all the power and nobody could say anything. Nobody could step up. I mean, there was a judge, Ann Lacuda, in our courthouse, and when she tried to step up, she was ousted. She was thrown out.
Ugh, yeah, as you said, Chris, that's just an unfortunate situation all around.
And he's free.
No.
He's absolutely scot-free out there.
I mean, I would like to know the thoughts behind that, like the reasoning behind that decision. I will say this. Here's something a bit more wholesome. Mentioned this before the break. Santa's house is up on Zillow. The real estate site is offering virtual tours of Claus's North Pole home, showing off features like the hot chocolate bar, gift wrapping room. The home is valued on the site at just over $1.2 million. Don't know how realistic that is, but I will say this is wholesome to me because it reminds me of like when I was a kid, there used to be something on our TV called Santa Tracker and you could you could keep track of where Santa was. So to see this kind of like recognition, like showing, hey, listen, this is Santa's, you know, this is where he is and this is all his stuff. And I think that's cool for the kids.
In the old days, it used to be NORAD. They would play and they'd put up this black and white kind of a test pattern screen on your TV. Or this is NORAD in Colorado Springs, you know, Santa's over Alaska now, you know, and doing that thing. How technology has kind of moved on when it comes to tracking the big old fat man. Hey, listen, I had a ball Saturday night at the parade. Got a chance to sit there with Jimmy Patromas, former CFO for the state. Also, Chip Simmons, Sheriff Chip Simmons was there. And, of course, D.C. Reeves. We were all sitting on the sidewalk just shooting the bull. Finding what was going on here. Talking to D.C., he wants hard data reflecting city residents' opinion about the parking situation. That's a real topic here. UWF's Haas Center now conducting the city's annual resident satisfaction survey. Parking, one of the most vocal complaints under the Reeves administration. 85% of parking revenue comes from non-city residents. Here's two ways to take the survey. Online, uwf.edu/Haas Residential Survey. And then after the six, call 850-495-2666. Mayor Reeves, he is all over this parking situation. See you tomorrow at 4.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.